welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie. Can you tell I love to sing everything? And it's important to fit in inspiration, you guys. There's always time to fit it in because we have to seek it every single day, right? What makes you happy? And that is so aligned with what we're going to talk about today, because we're going to talk about living with intention. And I know that that is such a buzzword right now. We've got a lot of soul-worthy buzzwords, and I love them all. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I could have a coffee mug with all of my favorite buzzwords on it, that would make me very, very happy. So maybe I'll make that. I don't know. Maybe I'll take a pottery class and make that. And I would have to set an intention to do that. So I want to read you guys a couple quotes that I found, and some have people's names on them. Some I could not find who wrote these quotes. This is one of those I could not find who wrote it. Intentional living means making choices for your life based on your greatest values, not the habits of others. And I also want to take that one step further and say, not on the habits of your own, right? Because I think intentional living is the opposite of maybe the habits that we possibly have right now. If we're not living an intentional life, it means that we are quite possibly defaulting to our old habits. So I love this other one. That was the day she made herself or himself the promise to live from intention and less from habit. So right now you might be living in a place where you wake up, you don't even realize that the first thing in your head is something negative about something that you have to do. Maybe you go downstairs and you're already talking in a negative way to yourself. Why did I do that? I really need to eat healthy. I should do this, but I don't want to. I want this. Oh, why? Why did I say that to that person yesterday? Why do I have to go to this place? Why am I stuck in this job? Why didn't I work out? Why did I drink that wine? I hate this. I hate my body. I hate my life. Why do I still live here? This is bugging me. My house is a mess. All of these things that are literally setting ourselves up to have a crap day. I mean, that just stressed me out, even just saying that. Does anyone else get stressed out? Yes, you did. Because if you want to live from intention to have a happy life, if your intention is to have a happy life, it has to start in the morning. It has to start from the second you open your eyes. So my husband and I, Chris, we've really been setting the intention to live to the fullest, happiest, most joyful capacity that we possibly can. Don't get me wrong, we've got our crap days, we have our crazy moments, we get crazy, we throw mini tantrums, but we really, for the most part, I can say that we are in a state of pure joy because we continue to choose it. We continue to set the intention to choose joy instead and live from a joyful place, right? And there's so many different things that you can do in order to do that, but I think a lot of it is going to be choosing right away from the morning. So the second we wake up, we say a gratitude prayer, or you can just say your gratitudes, or you can just say your prayers, right? And then from there, we say a mantra. So you guys, if you've been listening, you know what it is. I'm happier, healthier, wealthier, and more fit than I was yesterday. And we keep saying that over and over and over until we actually feel it and mean it, because the first one is not, it's more like a chore, it feels like. So you have to continue to say it until you feel it, right? So you make yourself feel it. You hear each word and you allow yourself to know what each word would actually feel like. So you're creating that feeling in your mind and then sending it out to your body. And then all of a sudden, that's what you're focused on. And you head down the stairs and you keep saying your gratitudes, or you head down the hallway, wherever you head. And you keep on saying your gratitudes. And then whatever you get to eat that morning, just really be thankful. I just love savoring my cup of coffee, and I do some foamed almond milk in my Nespresso foamed almond milk maker. I guess it's just a foamed milk machine, basically. By the way, I know I'm going to be asked about this. So it is an espresso milk foamer, and it rocks my world because it foams almond milk. And I just sit in complete gratitude for how blessed we are in this country to have these times before we go to work and we get our cup of coffee, we get almond milk, we get to choose healthy food, we get options. We are so, so blessed. So focusing on that and really switching your day around and living with intention. I want to be happy. So when we live with intention, also what I want to talk about is living with intention means saying no to things that aren't important so that we can say yes to the things that are important to us, right? That matter the most to us. So we forget that if we're going to be living an intentional life, thinking that we are at the beck and call of our emails and our Facebook inboxes is not our agenda at all. That is everybody else's agenda, is your Facebook inbox, your Twitter feed that you feel you have to respond back to, your emails that feel like they are the most pressing, right? They will always be in there. They will always continue to come. I really wish there was a setting where they could all just come maybe at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon after I've done everything, because nothing is so important. Believe me, it will be marked urgent if it is, that you have to get in that inbox and put your life on hold, right? I think the same thing with phone calls. You need to look at your day and plan it with intention of the most important things that need to get done, and just put those one or two things in there, and nothing, everything else will fall around it. Everything else will fall around it. I promise you. And during those times, your phone goes off, your email goes off. Believe me, if it is a emergency, right, you can get a text message or you can turn your phone on silent, whatever that is. People will get a hold of you. All will be fine, and all will be waiting for you when you are done with your most pressing, most important things. And the only way to accomplish a life that you choose and on your terms is to set intentions and make sure that you are doing them first and eliminating all other distractions during that time. And as much as you feel like the world is going to crumble, or you're going to miss out on something, or you have to pick up that phone, or someone's going to be mad at you, that's okay. Because otherwise, you're going to be mad at yourself for the rest of your life. And you just can't carry that around. That's not what you're here for. You're not here to just answer messages and emails and be at the beck and call of everybody for their problems or whatever they need from you. You are here to live intentionally. You are here to share your message. You are here to live big. You are here to love hard. And you can't do that when you think that you have to please everybody else first. We're just asking about a couple of things that you know you would love to get done throughout the day, scheduling them in the night before and doing whatever it takes to get those in. So for some of you, that is just going to mean that if you want to start working out so that you can be healthy, so that you can feel confident at that meeting, so that you can feel good, so that you can stop losing it with your kids because you're having a freak out moment because you just don't feel good, you feel crazy, you're tired, you're stressed out, then all that means for you is setting the intention of getting more sleep. So that means maybe setting an alarm at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock that evening, saying, start getting ready for bed, start knowing what you need to do. Go lay out your outfit for the next day, start drinking your hot tea, start calming down, For some of you, this is going to be 8 or 9 o'clock at night. For some of you, if you have to get up really early, like I said, it's going to be earlier in the evening, but it has to start the night before. So whenever you set an intention, remember that you have to back it up and say, okay, but what comes before this in order to make this happen? Okay. And if that doesn't go deep enough, then you need to say, what comes before this, that this needs to happen, right? Do you need to actually sit down and have a whole planning session the week before to really mark off those times, set those alarms as reminders so that you can start living a life that you choose, a life that is on purpose, a life that is purposely slowing down so that you can enjoy it, right? So doesn't that sound good? You can actually choose to have some downtime, to have some enjoyable time, to have some connection time, to have some you time so that you can be the best you for everybody else. All right, you guys, I would love to hear what intention you are going to set and stick to. And you know, one of my favorite places to hang out is Instagram. So make sure you hit me up there, or you can also find me on Facebook. And I love to do Facebook Lives every single morning. I know, it's crazy. So Monday through Friday, I'm pretty much doing Facebook Lives between 8 and 9 Pacific time. So I'd love to catch you there because I actually get to say hello to you. But I'm so grateful for all of you. And if you love this episode, make sure you share it. And also, you guys, if you could head on over to iTunes, this means the world to me, give a 5-star rating if you love what we're doing over here, if you love the guests that we have on, and also if you could subscribe and review, because I'm going to tell you what that helps me do. So when you do that, when you give a 5-star rating, when you subscribe and you leave a comment about maybe someone you love or something you love about the podcast, it allows me to get some pretty amazing guests on. What does that mean for you? You get amazing, awesome info and coaching. So when I go to ask these people to be on, guess what they want to see? Awesome ratings, reviews, and comments. So you guys are actually helping me get some incredible people on here so that I can give you the best information and the best coaching and the best mentoring that I could possibly think of, because nothing is good until shared. I truly believe that. And I want to share everything that I have ever learned that is good with you guys, because if we can do that, we elevate the planet. We all lead a happy, intentional life, because it's no fun to be happy alone, guys. We got to bring everybody with us. This is what life is about. All right. I'm so grateful for you. I cannot even begin to express it. Without you, I could not live a life of purpose. So until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.